A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Georgia, the Marlins and the Braves, second of three this weekend. It was a matchup between a pair of right-handers and Dan Straley and Mike Fultonevich. With the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins tonight, more frustration at the hands of the Atlanta Braves, who series after series, year after year of late, have really given the Marlins a tough time. Braves win at 7-2 tonight. They've won the first two games of this series. Marlins are assured of their first series loss in their last five. Had a terrific pitcher's duel for a long time in this game tonight. Mike Fultonevich going for the Braves, Dan Straley for the Marlins, and we were scoreless all the way into inning number six. But as was the case last night in a tie game, Giancarlo Stanton took matters into his own hands. Two outs, nobody on in the Marlins half of the sixth.
The pitch. And Stanton unloads. High fly ball. This is deep left center, folks. It's a no-doubter again from Big G. It is up, up and away, and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead. Home run number 36 for Giancarlo.
Stanton stays red hot. He drove in all three Marlins runs with two homers last night, drives in the first and this one with a home run. But just like last night, after Stanton long ball gave the Marlins the lead in the top of the sixth, the Marlins could not get a shutdown inning in the bottom of the sixth. Dan Straley threw five, had thrown only 65 pitches. He was cruising along pretty good. But he allowed a leadoff infield, or he allowed a leadoff single to Ender Inciarte, who then stole second base. So the time limit was at second with nobody out. Brandon Phillips struck out for the first out, but then Straley had to face Freddie Freeman.
Back on the right side, Gordon and Talese. The pitch is lined out toward left center. That's going to get down and tie the game. Enciarte will come around to score. Ozuna's throw will go to second. This game's tied at one on the Freeman single into left center.
Was not tied at one for long, though, with Freeman at first base and one out. Up stepped last night's sixth-inning hero, Nick Markakis.
There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. And a line drive left center. Yelich racing. Can't get to it. It bounces past him to the wall in left center. Coming around third is Freeman. He's going to score. It's a double for Nick Markakis. A run batted in, and the Atlanta Braves have a 2-1 lead.
So Markakis for the second straight game, a go-ahead hit in the sixth inning. Last night a three-run home run. Tonight an RBI double at the end of a nine-pitch at bat. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. After Kurt Suzuki hit a fly ball to center, Dan Straley's night was over. Hunter Cervenka came on to face the lefty Matt Adams, and he got Adams to ground out to first to end that sixth inning. But it was a 2-1 Braves lead. For Straley, 5 2/3 innings tonight, five hits, two runs. He walked one, struck out seven, 94 pitches, 63 strikes. After Fultonevich allowed a one-out double to JT Realmuto in the top of the seventh, he came out of the game. Lefty Sam Freeman came on to face Derek Dietrich. He struck him out for the second out. Tomas Talese grounded to short, and Miami left the tying man at second in the top of the seventh. In the bottom of the seventh, with Cervenka still out there, the Braves would remove all doubt in this ball game. The inning began with back-to-back walks to the 7 and 8 hitters, Johan Camargo and Ozzie Albies. Pinch hitter Lane Adams then dropped down a sacrifice bunt. So the Braves had second and third with one out. Another walk to Ender Inciarte loaded the bases and got Cervenka out of the game. Two-thirds of an inning, he walked three men. Dustin McGowan came in, and on the very first pitch McGowan threw, Brandon Phillips pushed across a couple more runs. Infield double play depth at the middle as Phillips lines one past Dietrich. Base hit left field. Camargo scores. Albies coming home. He's going to score on a two-run single by Brandon Phillips. And just like that, it's 4-1 Braves. Phillips with his second and third RBIs in the series, his sixth and seventh of the season against the Marlins. And the Braves that extended their lead, but they would break things wide open with two on and one out when up stepped Freddie Freeman. 3-1 to Freeman is hit high in the air, left center and deep. Back goes Yelich onto the track at the wall, home run. Freddie Freeman, a three-run blast, and the Braves have broken it open. 7-1. It was a five-run seventh on two hits and three walks. what was once a 1-0 Marlins lead, then a 2-1 Braves lead, suddenly a 7-1 Atlanta advantage as this one went to the eighth. Cervenka, 2/3 of an inning, 3 walks, 3 runs. McGowan, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 2 runs. We'll have that home run to Freddie Freeman. It was a rough night for the Marlins bullpen. Jason Mott got the eighth inning with a 7-1 lead. He got the first two men. Rojas on a fly ball to center. Miggy 0 for 4 tonight. Then pinch hitting. Ichiro with a ground ball to short for the second out. But D. Gordon reached on an infield single, his first hit in 8 at-bats in the series. Marlins had the speedster at first as Giancarlo stepped up to the plate again. And he hammers one to deep center field. Inciarte's back. It's over his head off the wall. Caroms by Inciarte. Rolls along the warning track. Gordon's going to motor around third and score. Stanton's headed for third base. Took Inciarte a long time to track that one down. And Stanton's got himself an RBI triple. It's a 7-2 game. So G has knocked in all 5 Marlins runs in the series. But that is as close as the Marlins are getting this one, and 7-2 is how it ends for the Braves. 7 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 6 men left for the Marlins. 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They leave 7. Mike Fultonevich, the winning pitcher, 10-6. He matches his, actually he surpasses his career high with a 10th win tonight. Fultonevich, 6 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Didn't walk anybody. Established his new career high in this one with 11 strikeouts. Allowed the Stanton home run. He threw 99 pitches. 67 strikes. Dan Strathy, the loser, 7-8. Arodis Vizcaino had to come out and put a fire out, inherited from Luke Jackson in the ninth inning, but he got the job done for his 5th save. Time of the game was 2 hours 58 minutes, and this one was played in front of the Braves' 10th sellout of the season here at SunTrust Park, 40,731. Atlanta with the win now, 7-3 against the Marlins, 51-58 overall. Braves are 26-27 at home. Meanwhile, the Marlins have now lost back-to-back games to fall to 51-57, just a half game up on the Braves. Miami's 24-29 on the road.
Braves over the Marlins, big in Game 2 last night. The last of 3 this weekend comes your way this afternoon at 1:35. Fish Family members, if you're joining us this morning and you missed your Fish Family bonus code last night, the bonus code, all numerals here, 1995. 1995 is the Fish Family bonus code. Jose Urania versus Lucas Sims in the last of 3 at SunTrust Park this afternoon. It's a 1:35 first pitch. We'll be on the air at 1:05 with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.